right, where's my money?
Money.
Daily Bread.
Follow the Money Weekly presents the Retirement Minute.
With every client that I work with, we'd like to do a financial profile to see where they are at now and what do we need to do to get them to their goals. One of the questions that comes up often is whether it is better to save your extra cash or pay off debt. To answer this question, you must decide how your money can work best for you. Compare the money you might earn on an investment with the money you would pay on your debt. If you would earn less on investments than you would pay on debts, you should pay off the debt. Let's assume that you have $1,000 in a savings account that earns an annual rate of return of 4%. Meanwhile, your credit card balance of $1,000 incurs annual interest at a rate of 19%. Your savings account thus earns $40, while your credit card costs $190. Your annual net loss is 15% or $150. The difference between what you earned on the savings account and what you paid in interest on the credit card balance. It's even worse when you consider the tax effect. The interest on the savings account is taxable, and you would have to use after-tax dollars to pay your credit card bill. In this instance, it would be best to use your extra cash to pay down the high-interest debt balance. Now let's take a look at another example. Say you have a student loan of $1,000 that you are repaying at an annual interest rate of 5%. Instead of paying off the debt, you invest $1,000 in investment earning, say, a 7% average rate of return. Here, your best strategy would be to keep the loan and invest the extra cash because your net gain will be 2% annually or $20, the difference between what you earned on the investment less what you paid on the debt. Personally, I try to encourage people to become debt-free because you do not want to be a slave to the lender, especially in today's economy where the rules seem to change often. And since we are in a low interest rate environment, it's hard to come up with a good savings account that can earn a very good interest rate. So let's make sure your financial affairs are in order, and a good way to start this process would be to contact me through the Christian Financial Advisors Network by email at John, that's J-O-H-N, at CFANetwork.org, or you can call me toll-free at 888-914-9909. I would be more than happy to review your financial situation with you to make sure your financial house is in order. And thank you for joining me this week for Your Retirement Minute.